டாக்டர் டிசிடிக்டிங் ஆன் ஃபிலிஸ் மில்லர், PHYLLIS, PHYLLIS, மில்லர், MILLER. டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் இஸ் 11/5/34. டேட் ஆஃப் விசிட் 4/12/22. ப்ளீஸ் மேக் காப்பி ஃபார் டாக்டர் லாரன் கிரார்டு, LAUREN கிரார்டு, GIRARD, DO. நெக்ஸ்ட் பேராகிராஃப், ஐம் சாரி, அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஃபார் டாக்டர் ஹுமாயூன் ஜமீதார், JAMIDAR, ஹுமாயூன், HUMAYUN. நெக்ஸ்ட் பேராகிராஃப், சீஃப் கம்ப்ளைண்ட் இஸ் ஹிஸ்ட்ரி ஆஃப் நியூமோனியா அண்ட் பைலேட்ரல் பல்மோனரி இன்ஃபில்ட்ரேட்ஸ். Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 7-year-old female with a past history of atrial flutter, fibrillation, and bilateral carotid artery stenosis, history of DVT and pulmonary embolus, and renal infarct, has been having coughing spells. And shortness of breath with exertion, and was treated for pneumonia approximately 3 months ago. The patient was admitted to Edmund Hospital, Daytona, and was given antibiotic therapy. She was tested for COVID-19 and was negative. The patient also had a chest CT done on /13/22, which showed bilateral peripheral patchy nodular pulmonary infiltrates, probably representing an infectious process, and there was no discrete mass. Repeat chest X-ray in January. I'm sorry, not repeat chest X-ray. A repeat chest X-ray done the following week still showed bilateral patchy pulmonary infiltrates. The patient, however, has now improved, and she denies any fever, hemoptysis, or chest pains. Next, next paragraph. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history of pulmonary embolism and atrial fibrillation, history of hypertension, and a history for hysterectomy. She has had bilateral carotid artery stenosis and history of hypertension. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. And a history for for hypothyroidism. Next, oh, can you please change that? The history for hypothyroidism goes in the past history. Next paragraph, habits, patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next line, med list includes Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID, Ropinirole 0.5 milligrams daily, and Atenolol 25 milligrams daily, Claritin D1 daily, Cardizem 120 milligrams daily, and Synthroid 100 micrograms daily, Donazepil 10 milligrams BID. I'm sorry, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies fatigue or fever. She has glaucoma, no cataracts. Denies hoarseness. She has urinary frequency. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains or rectal bleed. And no diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising and joint pains and numbness in the extremities. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female was alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/70, pulse is 80, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6. HENT, anomalous pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, trachea, midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the arthrums are irregular, as one in S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft. Denying no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema, no calf tenderness. I'm sorry, there is mild peripheral edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex in the one plus with no gross motor upset. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Is bilateral lung infiltrates with history of pneumonia. Number two is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number three, hypothyroidism. And number four is history of pulmonary embolism. And next, can you please add in the allergy section, patient has no drug allergies. Next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast to follow up on the lung infiltrates. She will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Continue with the other mentioned medications above. And a follow-up visit be arranged for approximately 4 weeks. Thank you, this is Dr. Souza.